Welcome back. It's Pastor Jeff again, and we've just looked at the fundamental principles of the faith, that we will do everything under the umbrella of God's Word, seeking out God's will, and doing it God's way. Let us now come to the second of our seven fundamentals. Let's take a look at the framework of human life. So two is the framework. And what I want to share with you here is a paradigm. It's a big picture perspective. And here's what you need to know before we begin. What I'm about to share with you is, in fact, the framework for every human life. This is not just for the Christians. It's not just for the Baptist. It's not just for the men. This is for every human life. So let me begin by drawing a frame. This will serve as our diagram, and it's literally a frame, a framework for, let me go ahead and get a different color, a framework for life. L-I-F-E. And what I want you to understand is inside this frame fits every human life. Now, what happens in the context of human lives? Well, the Bible is clear. Again, God's Word is going to guide us. And God's Word tells us that every human being is born lost and in need of a Savior. We are all born as sinners in need of a Savior. Now, what that constitutes and what that looks like is right here, basically an abyss of nothingness. Without God, we are lost and without any real eternal substance and value. But what happens in some human lives is there comes a point where the individual loves God. God comes and He graciously awakens the heart and gives us a love for Him. Those that have a love for God will eventually grow to the point where they will love people. It is the natural progression. If you love God, there will come a time where that love will grow into a love for people. Now, those that love God and develop into a lover of people will in the same way get to the place where they will develop into those who serve the world. Here we find the natural progression. There are those that are here in the abyss of lostness without God, those that wake up to a place of loving God, who grow and mature into loving people, who then in turn will grow into a place of serving the world. Well, let's take a look at that pathway, because this is absolutely key to understand. I want to show you the five stages of every human life. Now, that's not to say that every life is going to go through these five stages, but what it does say is that every life, past, present, and future, of every human being will be found in this framework in one of five places. Let me show you those five places. The first one is here. The second one is going to be here. The third one will be here. The fourth one will be here. And the fifth one will be here. Let me explain. First of all, as we had said earlier, those who have no relationship, no love, no desire to be with God are right here. And these are what the Bible refers to as those who are lost. Lost sinners, absorbed in their sin and themselves, and those that will always be on this side of a love for God unless God comes and grabs their heart, arrests their desires, gifts them a love by grace that changes them to become, and here's where we're going to transition, some will transition into this place of now becoming a lover. You see, they've become a lover of God. So the question is, how does somebody go from this place of being lost and without God to becoming a lover of God? Let me show you. The answer is right here. It's the cross of Jesus Christ. The only way any human being ever goes from being lost to a spiritual lover of God is if they come through the cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Notice there's a growth here. When we go from being dead in our sins to being alive in Christ, it's literally a life bursting onto the scene. Now, let me show you something that's subtle but very important. The first thing that a lover of God does, who's been literally captured by grace, the first thing that happens, and this is again God's word, is we go back to help the lost. We try to take that which we've received and we bring it back to those who have not yet taken this love that God has offered. Now, the second thing that happens is this one who has now been awakened by grace and loves God, they continue to grow. And so you see this continuation, and it's kind of like a baby Christian now growing into this adolescent Christian, and the lover becomes a learner. Now, the learner is evidenced by the fact that they're growing. Now, the learner also goes back and tries to help those behind, because recognize this, that all you need to do is be a half a step ahead of somebody else to help the person that's behind you. And those of us that have become lovers of God and are growing into lovers of people, recognize that one of the greatest ways to be like Jesus is to go and help others to come to Him. Now, what's happening here is this baby Christian who's learned to love God is now growing and beginning to love people. This is the essence of their learning. And it's kind of like that teenager who's getting bigger and stronger. Maybe the voice is changing, the muscles are developing, and that adolescent is beginning to grow into their identity. Well, watch what happens next, because this is really key. Instead of continuing to grow up, what ends up happening is the learner changes their posture, and instead of trying to reach up, they begin to go horizontal and begin to pour out. They recognize that they're no longer just a learner, they're becoming a leader. And leaders like Jesus, Christ-like leaders, are servant leaders. We no longer strive to go up, but we begin to seek to be poured out. Obviously, that involves going back and trying to help. So you see, we've got those who are without God and His love, who have rejected God. Those who have come to life are literally born again as baby Christians, lovers of God, growing and continuing to develop into learners, who now begin to change their posture because the Lord is turning them into leaders. You see, they're beginning to serve the world. This progression and this movement that is happening across life has taken them from a lost person to a lover, to a learner, to a leader, to now watch this. Here's where we see a massive move. This big giant diving in comes to those that we now call a lifer. A lifer is that leader who has recognized that Jesus is everything. Their lives are now fully devoted to Christ. You become a Christian when He captures you by grace. You grow and develop, and you begin to find your potential. The lifer is that Christian who has said, I'm all in. I'm all in all the time. I'm far from perfect, but listen, my life is literally defined by my role for Christ and my relationship with Christ. I'm not just one of those people who claims to be a Christian. I'm literally committed to my Christ and my King. Now, one of the ways that we see this work itself out is that the lifer then goes back and literally helps all of the others. So it's not just one arrow going back. This is now the person who takes what was a linear process and turns it into a life cycle. Notice you now have the secular motion that is going to continue, that there's no end in the Christian process. Here you and I will find that no matter who we're talking to, they are either a lost sinner in need of their Savior, a baby Christian who's just learned to love God, and they need help. They need the nurturing and the helping and the support, just like a baby would at home. They need the help of those who are mature and able to help them to guide and to continue to grow. The learner, like the adolescent, yes, they're finding their feet, they're developing, they're accomplishing, but they're far from home. As they grow, and if you can think here, maybe this is the 18-month-old, this is the 8th grader, this is the 23-year-old who's out on their own but not out on their own, they're fully developed but not fully developed, they're truly in the midst of developing their full lifetime identity. And then there's those, and if we consider this the senior saint, the one who has said, I spent time as a leader and I've come to realize that my identity, my values, my priorities, my purpose is found in my love and my life's devotion to Jesus the Christ. I want you to notice, this is like the person who says, Jesus picked up his cross. I saw his 3 years of ministry, but then I watched him pick up his cross and I watched him go all the way to crucifixion. This is the lifer who says, Lord Jesus, I'm yours no matter what. I want you to think about the reality that every human being fits in here. Try to imagine somebody, anybody that you know, anybody that you can imagine that would fit someplace off of this chart. The value of this life cycle is that it explains the entire framework for human life, no matter who we're talking about, where we are talking about, or when we are talking about it. I pray that understanding this framework will give you, again, the fundamental foundation to build on. I want to ask you to get to the place where you understand this flow of human life to the point that you can explain it to others. For in the same way that we've got to be able to share with others our need to hold to the fundamentals of God's word, God's will, and God's way, it will be of immense value and of huge missional help for you to be able to walk somebody through the framework of human life, every one of them.